This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Gordy Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Oh, yeah. We're here.
92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
It is 7:06. We have partly cloudy skies. It's chilly, 37 degrees, highs near 48 today. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in about 20 minutes and get the lowdown. We'll get the inside on the outside, whether we like it or not. And going to be pretty nice the next few days.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you know, we were talking about Simon and Garfunkel getting back together again, or at least reuniting and, you know, talking to each other after a long time not talking to each other. We got a text in here from someone, Anna, who says maybe there's hope for a Hall & Oates reunion. can we only hope, right?
Well, yeah. We would like to see that happen.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
I mean, Hall & Oates wore out their welcome, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't one of you hate Hall & Oates? Or I think it...
I think it was Pat
Kreitlow's wife hates Hall & Oates. I remember that from when I used to do his show.
I saw him once in concert, and I've talked to other people that have seen them in concert. They never looked at each other. The whole concert, they were on opposite sides of the stage. And of course, Hall is quite a bit, he's really tall. Mm-hmm. And John Oates is very short. So John Oates was up on a riser on the other side of the stage, and you know, so it just kind of looked like they were sort of the same height, but they're really radically different. And they never looked at each other. They never even got close to each other or pretended like they were into the music at all. And I've talked to other people that have seen them. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Wow.
They don't like each other. They never liked each other, apparently, but they had, you know, some pretty good hits.
They had some really good hits.
Yeah.
And I got tired of their music. But recently heard a few of their songs, and I kind of like them.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Smile, I like that song. And
Maneater? Yeah,
I can't go for that. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do.
Go for that.
No can do. Anybody that can work no can do.
Right, exactly.
Into a lyric,
how did they do that,
you know,
right?
That's off to them.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Okay. All right. What was it? We're talking about the big story, right?
Oh, yeah. The big story. The big story is the end of the Department of Education.
Yeah. They're just going to take it away.
And we talked a little bit about that with Busted Pencils last week.
Right. With Tim Slecker.
Yeah. And I hope they expand on it and go further with that discussion, because there's so much to get into when it comes to the Department of Education. I want to play Agenda 47, this is Trump narrating his own policy.
Okay.
All right, so we'll listen to this and get into some of the elements of getting rid of the Department of Education, which will freak you out.
Okay. Well, get ready.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Here are 10 key ideas that will power our movement for great schools. First, we will respect the right of parents to control the education of their children. Second.
Okay.
All right.
Hold off.
Now I just have to interrupt here. Can you imagine turning education over to each and every parent in this country?
Mm.
Now, does that just say chaos to you right away?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
How
do you do that?
I can't.
All right. Let's continue.
And second, we will empower parents and local school board to hire and reward great principals and teachers, and also to fire the poor ones, the one whose performance is unsatisfactory. They will be fired.
They do that now.
Like on The Apprentice, you're fired. Third, we will ensure our classrooms are focused not on political indoctrination, but on teaching the knowledge and skills needed to succeed. Mm-hmm. Reading, writing, math, science, arithmetic, and other truly useful subjects. Fourth, we will teach.
I just got to jump in here.
Okay.
In my hometown news station, they made a post on Facebook yesterday. What is something you learned in high school that you never used after you graduated? Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of the people who commented on that post say that they used everything that they learned in high school except, take a guess.
Except what?
Square dancing.
Oh,
square dancing in
yeah.
high school.
We already teach just about everything that people need to know.
We really do. We really do. There's nothing you can eliminate.
No.
And, you know, it sounds like this is the first time he's actually found out what schools teach. Well, let's just keep going.
Okay.
Fourth, we will teach students to love their country, not to hate their country like they're taught right now. Fifth, we will support bringing back prayer to our schools.
Oh, no. No, that's not good.
No.
That is...
Wait a minute. What?
No.
Prayer.
See, this is
back
where...
Back in the schools.
Yeah, this is where Christian nationalism comes in.
Yeah.
They're going to slide it in, and they're going to slide it in very fast.
Yep.
So let's continue.
Sixth, we will achieve schools that are safe, secure, and drug-free, with immediate expulsion for any student who harms a teacher or another student. Seventh, we will give all parents the right to choose another school for their children if they want. It's called school choice. Eighth, we will ensure students have access to project-based learning experiences inside the classroom to help train them for meaningful work outside the classroom.
All right. Now,
meaningful work outside the classroom.
Well, I would say that's where lowering the working age.
Yeah. Child labor laws.
Child labor.
Loosening those up.
That absolutely. They
get ready.
Did that here in the state. We went down to like 15 years old, I believe.
Yeah.
The 14. Children go out there. 14, is it?
Okay. 14 with a work permit, I'm pretty sure.
But you don't even need approval from your parents to go out and do this.
From 14 to 16, I think you do. But beyond 16, I don't believe you do.
Okay.
Right.
So this is the crazy part, right? I mean, this is just insanity. Let's continue.
Ninth, we will strive to give all students access to internships and work experiences that can set them on a path to their first job. They're going to be very, very successful. Mm-hmm. I want them to be more successful than Trump. Let them go out and be more successful.
Sure
I will be the
true.
Happiest person
no,
in the
you
world.
Won't. Happy.
But we want our children to have a great life and be successful. And 10th, we will ensure that all schools provide excellent jobs and career counseling so that high school and college students can get a head start on jobs and careers best suited to their God-given talents. This is how we will ensure a great education for every American child. And one other thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children because they'll do a much better job of it.
Sure.
You can't do worse.
No.
We spend more money per pupil by three times than any other nation.
And what does that
and
mean?
And yet we're absolutely at the bottom. Huh? We're one of the worst. So you can't do worse.
Can't
we're
do
going
worse.
To end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up, all those buildings all over the place,
it's
and
yet
people that in many cases hate our children. We're
going
to send
them.
It all
those
back
buildings.
To the states. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
What are we going to do with all those empty buildings anyway?
He doesn't like those buildings.
He doesn't really. It all comes down to construction.
Yeah, it really buildings. Does. Yeah. How many buildings the department has? We've got to close it all down. We've just got to send it back to the states.
He's a builder. Yep.
You know, the Department of Education does supply money to the states.
Yep.
About 15% of the money spent in states is from the federal government.
Yeah.
The other part of it, and the most extreme part of it, is that the Department of Education doles out grants and funding for college students to go to college.
Yes, that's right.
So once you get rid of that, you're going to leave it up to the states to spend that money and give those grants to college students?
Okay.
Obviously not. This state will not do that. They're saving money so they can give tax cuts.
Yeah.
So, and they're shortchanging the college here in our state anyway. So you think they're going to spend extra money to get the college students to go to college? No way. They want to shut it down.
Mm-hmm. We had Dick on the line. What happened? He dropped out? Or what?
I guess.
Okay.
Dick had something to say, and Dick, then either you said it for him, or I don't know what.
Dick, if you want to call back in, 608-879-8255. Obviously, he knows the number.
Right.
He's got it on speed dial. Right.
But, you know, I wonder how many people have the Johnny Gordy hotline on, like, their contacts.
Right.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
good idea.
Just about everyone who has the Civic Media app has us on speed dial. You can just press the button to call into the show.
And texting's also the way to go. Well, they like to text more than call nowadays. Yeah, here. Okay. Now, is he back? He's back.
He's back.
All right.
All right.
I think it's Dick. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead with your call.
Yeah, real quick. How did he avoid getting thrown out of school? All he does is hate the United States. You know? I mean, what is up with that? And I for one, too, on the Hall & Oates thing.
Yeah.
I hate them because guess why?
Why?
They went in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Chicago?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a travesty.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's crazy.
The early Chicago stuff was cutting edge. And I did see him in concert, but it was because a girl wanted to see him.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it was Burton Cummings opened for him.
Oh, now.
He stole the show.
He did.
He's amazing, actually. Yeah. From Guess Who?
He's absolutely amazing.
No, yeah. I think Trump went to a military college, didn't he?
I think he was in a military
West
school.
West Point or something?
No, it wasn't West Point. It was not West Point, I guarantee you that.
Look, his dad could get him into any school. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Dick, thank you for your call.
All right, Dick. All right, and while we're on the subject of college, Charlie Kirk does the college tour to look like he's intelligent, that he somehow went to college. Okay, here's something from Charlie Kirk, and I wish the press would at least, you know, try to get him to answer some of the questions about his conspiracy theories, where he gets his ideas. But anyway, this is what he said.
Right.
College is a scam. President Trump's secret weapon will be to target the radical left accreditation system, purge the Marxist DEI bureaucrats, unleash the Department of Justice to prosecute schools. We're going after our own schools now to continue pushing racial discrimination, right? You know,
okay.
DEI. Right. Seize entire endowments of schools that resist. We have a real chance to see a renaissance in higher education. We must seize it. Now, that's from Charlie Kirk. He knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Well, he's, yes. He
okay,
knows
so
everything.
Here's a little lesson in DE. Oh, God.
What?
Were you going to go for the Buttigieg cut?
Yeah, that's too much.
Well, I'm afraid we don't got time for that right now.
We'll get to it after our break. We'll get to that because he does a great definition of DEI.
Yeah.
You've got to hear this.
Perfect stuff from Pete Buttigieg. Coming up, it's 718, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it. You've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing it.
Yeah, baby.
Swing.
92.7 WMDX.
721, 37 degrees here. Highs in the upper 40s. We're talking to Brittany Malone here in a moment. But we have some breaking news this morning, John.
Yes.
You know, they had the nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame, and our friend John Kovalik, Apples to Apples, was one of the nominees to get into the Toy Hall of Fame, the National Toy Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, he did not get in this time. Apples to Apples was one of the nominees, but it did not get in this time. But Brittany Merlot has the breaking news of who was in and who got who got the award or who's in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
She used AI.
Yeah, there were 12 Google nominees, AI. But only three get in. So, Brittany, right. Tell us. Yes. Tell us.
All right, so we're going to start with my favorite, My Little Pony. Woohoo! I wow. have many of those.
Really?
My Little Pony.
As a kid?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. The whole collection, seriously.
Really?
Wow. I did. Okay. Lined up across the walls. But I was a horse girl. I had a pony when I was growing up, like an mm-hmm. actual horse. So My Little Ponies were awesome. Anyways, Transformers.
Actual
yeah,
horse.
Transformers, yeah.
Okay. Transformers got in. Okay, all right.
They did. And then Phase 10 Pokemon trading cards.
I don't know anything.
I've never been able to figure out the popularity of that. My kids got into that a little bit. I don't know. I just don't see the attraction of these little creatures.
But again,
I'm with you. Like, a lot of people your kids are my age, yeah. love Pokemon. I right. never could get into the game. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay. But Apples to Apples was one of the nominees. Our friend John Kowalik, who created that.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it didn't get in this time, but I think it can go back again as a nominee later on somehow. I don't know what the rules are.
It's like Hall & Oates getting in first before
into the Hall of Fame. Before Chicago.
Yes. Well,
that's unbelievable. All right. Let's turn to weather, Brittany.
You're going to have to teach us how to use AI in Google. I don't know
you
why.
Got
doesn't
that.
Google,
you
doesn't
got this
Google
instantly.
Just use it?
It's at the top of every Google search now.
Is
it? Says AI search results. It's the very first thing that comes up.
You just got to type in the right words, right? Yeah. So I was hearing you guys talk about it, and then you're like, the top three. Three of them got in. And then I'm like, okay, top three in this year. What are they? And it was boop, 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 pretty quick. So,
really? Made that noise? Boop, boop, boop.
You,
boop, boop,
boop. Well, you,
in my
you,
mind, it did.
You really did focus. You really focused well.
Yeah.
On what you were looking for. Yeah. We didn't exactly do that.
I guess not.
I got your back, guys.
All right, thank you. That was all very right. good.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, it's kind of cloudy and cool here in Madison this morning. What's it like in Wausau?
It is pretty chilly. So about 15 minutes north of me in Merrill, temperatures fell to 18 degrees this morning. So there is frost out on every single roof, surface, grass. Yeah, it's cold. That's why I'm in my hoodie right now. All bundled up with the heater on. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Look at you guys above freezing. All cool.
Just above freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about 33 or 34 when I left.
So what's it looking like for the rest of the day?
So we're going to be where we should be for this time of year, into the upper 40s. Still going to feel a little crisp. Winds start to get a little breezy again this afternoon. But they'll be out of the south as the next system nears. So tomorrow, we'll see more and more clouds out there. So partly sunny today, mostly cloudy tomorrow. Rain rolling in by tomorrow afternoon and into those evening hours, where we could see about 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch by the time it leaves on Thursday morning.
That's a lot.
I know. It's pretty decent, especially for South. We're getting nothing, so I'm jealous.
What?
Why are you laughing at me?
He's laughing at me for being naive. I don't know everything there is to know about weather and rainfall amounts.
It's fine.
And he's right, though. It's a decent amount. It's not that light pitter-patter we saw over the weekend. Yeah, you'll see a little bit more, but I think it's going to be heavier during the overnight.
That pesky pitter-patter rain that just really bothers me.
Yeah. We have our disagreements, you know.
Like the Simon and Garfunkel of radio over
That's
here.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are so entertaining.
Look ahead. Okay, this weekend is a big Badger game going on at Camp Randall. It's a Saturday night game. Oregon is coming to town. They're number one. And what's the weather looking like for Saturday evening in Madison?
It's going to be pretty much what it's going to be feeling like this afternoon is what it's going to be feeling like Saturday evening.
Okay.
So partly cloudy, a little bit of a breeze out there, temperatures into those upper 40s, because on Saturday our highs are actually going to be climbing into the mid-50s.
Oh, I see.
So by the time we hit Saturday night, it'll be feeling like this afternoon's highs.
Okay, great.
Good football weather.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you asked, Gordy.
Let me give you the other.
Are you going?
The John and Gordy signal here.
No. He lives in the neighborhood, so he knows just how much, you know. Yeah, he has to do.
I know how much outside. I can charge for parking in my front yard.
That's it.
I've always wanted to do that. I always look at those houses. I'm like, man, I would definitely charge for parking in my grass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't really do that around here. But anyway.
You can't?
No, not so much.
I'm from Green Bay.
Well, yeah, depends.
That's true. Everybody has parking on their front lawn in Green Bay.
Everyone. Yeah. Yep. We got the party garages, party houses. It's very interesting. Yeah. I love that area.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. Brittany, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all you do for us every day, each and every day here.
Thank you.
You give us the latest weather, the inside on the outside.
Brittany, I actually appreciate you more. I don't treat weather like it's some kind of joke.
It's fine. I worry about you dressed in a parka in your apartment there. You turn up the heat, you know? Okay?
I'm trying to adjust. Okay. I got this. Thank you, guys.
Don't you like heat in your apartment? Is there a problem there?
This is how you adapt and how you winter camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Window cracked, little heat on. Keep going outside.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that sounds like fun and challenging as well.
Yes. All right, Brittany. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
Brittany Merlo, our civic media meteorologist. Yeah. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
We were going to get to Pete Buttigieg, but we've run out of time.
We don't have time.
Well, all right. We're going to do that right when we come back, okay?
Next year.
No.
Well, maybe tomorrow morning we'll have time. Right? We have our guest coming in next.
Yeah, that's right. Judy Davidoff will be joining us from Isthmus. That's right around the corner.
We got something right up here I want to get to. Somebody posted this about college in other countries. Germany, all college is tuition free. Finland, we welcome anyone in the world to get any level of education, no charge. Nice. Denmark, don't be silly. College won't cost you anything, but we will provide you $900 a month for living expenses for 6 years.
For 6 years?
United States, this is America. You pull yourself up by the bootstraps. We'll provide you loans at 10 times the interest rate.
Such a deal.
Yeah.
729 coming right back.
I think we've got a lot to learn here in this country.
You think? Let
the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Einstein's Express, where we move your package so fast that we actually break the time barrier. In fact, we guarantee that your package will arrive at its destination at least 12 hours before you send it. Einstein's Express, when it absolutely, relatively has to get there the day before yesterday.
There it is. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
So, we're, we have a guest.
Those headphones are like a puzzle, aren't they?
They're really flexible, and we kind of like that, you know, flip-floppy ear nature of them.
They're very comfortable.
Yeah,
now.
They are very
Can you hear everything okay?
Yeah.
All right. Judy Davidoff joins
loud.
Us now from the Isthmus.
Yes.
Good morning, Judy.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me again.
It's a big issue this time, thematic, obviously, and this is about nonprofits. And if you could just give everybody an idea of what a nonprofit is so then we get into the actual subject matter, you know, we have a better idea.
Yeah. Well, there are different kinds. We mostly focused on what are 501c3 designations from the IRS. That just means that it's tax. You can make donations and it's tax deductible. Mm-hmm. But the basic premise is that it's a group that does good works, you know, that it's the public good. It either educates or it provides services.
Is that is there a difference between a nonprofit and a not-for-profit? I've heard the not-for-profit. Is there a slight difference, or do you know?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like there could be, but
I think there is a slight one, but I don't know what that is. I'm sure it has to do with a tax code or something like that.
Right.
I'll tell you what.
Probably is.
You know, again, the Isthmus comes out the first Thursday of every mm-hmm. month. So I was amazed when I looked at this issue of how many nonprofits there are out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of them around Madison.
There are. Yeah. I mean, I think it was like over 3,500 or something in Dane County.
Crazy.
As I started that piece, you know, for many years, everyone was talking about the highest number per capita in the country.
Okay, I was going to ask you, is there a kind of a rating system to see which communities have the highest amount of nonprofits?
All that I know is according to Andy Davey at Madison Community Foundation, who does research for them and is mm-hmm. very knowledgeable, and other people too, like Renee Moe at United Way. We're not the highest, but we certainly have a high number.
One of the major focuses of these nonprofits in the area?
Well, that's just the point. It's all over the map. I mean, you know, people who are providing, you know, the food pantries, for instance,
right.
Education groups. We had one that is, we talked about one, Matum, that really helps youth of color and young girls to get a start in STEM fields, which, of course, in this community is great because we, you know, are the seat of STEM.
Does that violate the DEI?
DEO of the new regime, perhaps?
Yeah, the new regime.
Yeah, I hope not.
Helping girls to get into STEM is, you know, it has ramifications.
Well,
this is where we go off the tracks, you know? When people are against something as easy and as simple as DEI, it is just ridiculous. I mean, we know it's ridiculous. So then it takes out a lot of other groups that are able to at least get a foothold in or, you know, get a chance to start in something that they never could have before.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I can see, it's, you know, they have different programs, but it's also connections
mm-hmm.
and, you know, young girls knowing that there could be a future for them in those fields.
Now, in this issue, you have a volunteer guide in the middle of this, and this is really handy. And there are a couple of nonprofits that jumped out at me right away, like the Madison Cat Project.
Uh-huh.
And this is just working to find homes for cats who might otherwise be euthanized, because that's what happens. If
Animal rescues are nonprofits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what was the other one that jumped?
Now, don't they import dogs normally into the state from southern states?
I think the Humane Society.
Yeah.
They do that.
Yes.
From what
I understand, this area, maybe Wisconsin in general, I don't know, but I know this area, gets a lot of dogs from shelters that are likely kill shelters mm-hmm. elsewhere.
Some of these are just, you know, I mean,
any surprise
there's
you
so
any,
many. Yeah.
Any that you found kind of interesting?
You know, I think all of, you know, I didn't even realize I ended up writing about the nonprofit. Oh, help me here. The one that's now connected to the Monona Shoreline Project.
Oh, yeah. I know Madison. What you're talking about.
Well, you find it for me.
That's an important one.
That, you know, clearly that is not that project.
You got a special article on that.
Yeah.
Trying to find it.
It's the Madison Lakeway Partners.
Yes.
They changed it. It used to be John Nolan something. Right. It's early for me, 7:30.
That's okay.
But this is a civic project to really redo the whole shoreline, and it likely, the vision won't happen unless this nonprofit helps advocate for it and raise money.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that was pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, in this volunteer guide, you have a lot of nonprofits in here, obviously, but Bikes for Kids is in here, which is a great organization, and also the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. That's huge. Literacy Network, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
So.
And just to be clear, so the volunteer guide was something new. It's actually a sales product that our sales team did. And but there were sponsors like Park Bank was the presenting sponsor.
All right.
And so they helped actually pay for some of the other nonprofits to be in it as well.
Now, some of the other things that you have in this issue, there's actually an article about civic media in here.
There is.
Our network here.
Yes.
And
that's part of a series that Wisconsin Watch did of both progressive media and conservative media around
Getting their message out and using ISMAS for that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I mean, it's actually a great partnership with Wisconsin Watch because they're also a nonprofit. They make all their content available for free to anyone who wants to publish it, but most people are publishing it online. And so
we noticed, you know, and again, you know, Wisconsin Watch wrote the, I mean, it's a reprint, right? That's how that works.
Yes, a republication. Yep.
But you have the ability to edit it a little bit, right?
We
noticed that our names were not in here,
John and Gordy
show. We were hoping that we would get a little, you know, publicity.
That is true.
So we normally have
looking for it as I read through it.
Well, normally we like to see a in bold print as well.
But actually, here's the deal. Did you look at it online? This article online?
No, I looked at it here.
You might want to because we what we usually do from them is a condensed version, which is already about 1,700 words.
Okay.
Because that's all that we can fit with everything else.
We might be opening ourselves up to heartbreak.
That's true.
It might be there.
We got a text here. Somebody is asking, is there a good resource either in the paper or elsewhere out there that helps people tell the difference between legit nonprofits and nonprofits that are set up as fronts for for-profit call centers? Do you know anything about that?
That's interesting.
I think there's something called GuideStar. There are websites out there that put everyone's like 990s on it and annual reports if they're submitted. That could be one. I know if you Google it, you would find it. ProPublica also did some type of compilation because we ended up, when I was Googling some of these groups, they had collected the 990s. That at least gives you some information on them.
I want to point out something on the essay with, is it Richard Ely?
Yeah.
Yeah. The A word.
Yes.
This is great. This is a great essay.
Oh, you enjoyed that? Okay.
Awesome. You hear awesome, I don't know, 50 times a day, no matter where you're going, what conversation you get into. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great Perfect. Essay there.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's excellent.
I know in the old days we used to look through the Isthmus and look at the entertainment section. You know, I mean, it was the place to go to find out what was going on in town. And you have, of course, your own section of that now. It's laid out in a little different way, but also it has a lot of explanations about the events going on in town. It's Isthmus Picks.
So what we have, we don't run the calendar anymore.
Right.
That's what we used to do when we were a weekly, because of course it made more sense to do it as a monthly. It would not make sense in terms of timeliness. We do the picks actually twice a week online for the week and then the weekend. And then this is very much looking forward as far as we can, go for the information we have when we go to press.
It really is an excellent guide to everything that's going on entertainment-wise.
The picks really, I mean, if you read them, Bob Coe, Linda Falkenstein mainly, and also some freelance contributors, they give context to the musicians and the events in a way really no one else does. It gives you an idea if it's something you really want to see.
Now, somebody else was texting in about the A word, and they say,
awesome. What is it?
Well, the other amazing. A word is amazing. It's especially popular in California. Yeah, a little overused.
Now, you know, I just found this on myself, and you have it in here. The University Club closed. And that's an incredibly gorgeous building.
I know.
Now, is it permanently closed, or is it
They
still...
say they're, essentially assessing the way forward, looking at finances.
It just opened up. I didn't actually work there, but it opened up when I was working with the union as a student, and hasn't been open very long, but apparently it was performing far under the expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the interior? Fantastic inside as well?
I wasn't ever actually in there, but I mean, the outside looks very cool. It's an old brick building with a bunch of vines on it.
Okay. Well, that bottom line, that's right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
A great little article in here too from Rebecca Jameson about some of the great food around Madison.
Yeah, the gluten free. Yeah, she's relatively new for us and really good writer.
Mm-hmm. Judy, thanks for giving us the preview.
What? Have you been in the University Club at all?
I was. I actually went to a wedding there many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Was at a fundraiser a few years ago for WPR.
What was it like inside? You know, it's so
stately,
cool outside.
Stately and pretty and wood old feeling and wood old windows, as I recall. And
I mean, it stands out so much in the university. What do they call it? University?
The library.
The library mall.
The mall, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just so gorgeous. And I never got a chance to go in. I really wanted to see it.
Oh,
well, anyway.
They've got to do something with it.
Yeah, they can't tear it down. You could break in, John. Check it out. Judy, so I'm sure the paper got distributed last Thursday. I'm sure you guys are already hard at work on the next issue. Can you share any of what your plans are for next month?
What's the theme?
Yeah, you know, it was such a whirlwind last week, as you know. I mean, we went to press on Tuesday, and then we had election coverage Tuesday night and Wednesday, and then we were delivering papers Thursday. So we're just kind of regrouping.
Kind of a Christmas celebration. Don't be so depressed.
You're very tired.
I am tired.
It's tough.
It is. No, I actually think at least I actually might do a story on volunteerism because it turns out to be more interesting than you might think.
During the holiday?
No, just in general, and that they're actually legit studies that measure increased good health in people who volunteer, physical health and mental health.
Absolutely. Excellent.
So. Well, that's something for you, Gordy.
Are you looking for volunteer
I've
activities?
I've done some volunteers.
Other than this?
I guess this would qualify.
Judy. I love that. Thank you.
I always try to do some volunteering around the holidays, especially.
That's interesting stuff. That it's a holiday. That's true.
Yeah. Judy, thanks for being with us. We'll
see you
next time around when the next issue comes out.
Sounds great.
Isthmus.
Love your visits.
Thank you so much.
You're right.
Coming back with This, That, Odds and Ends next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I get the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Sometimes it's the best part of the meal.
It really is. I mean, it's the best time to get to those cuts that we never have time for on this show.
That's right.
That we always put off one break to the next break to the next break, and now we're at the break where we can... We can play this thing.
We're almost there, but first, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. Now.
No, now you just, out of time.
No, we're not out of time. Not out of time.
All right, I know.
By the way, thanks to Judy Davidoff for putting up with our shenanigans
here.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love having her on. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday morning. Okay.
Let's get to the Buttigieg thing. You know, we heard from Charlie Kirk, laying into the Marxist DEI bureaucrats. Well, what is DEI? Really, what's the best way to describe it?
Yeah, what is that?
And, well, we have Pete Buttigieg to give us the idea that we should all be explaining to everybody else about DEI and how it really should be applied.
Yes.
All right, let's check that out.
No,
Yeah, so it's become kind of a buzzword. And right. like most buzzwords, like socialism or a lot of other things get thrown around in the debate. The more it gets thrown around, the less meaning it feels like it has right. sometimes, right? So I think it means different things for different people. Actually, if you want to see kind of one of the clearest expressions of the case against DEI, which I strongly disagree with, Jubilee did something with Ben Shapiro, who's a conservative thinker.
That's the first time I heard it.
Okay, so he was attacking it in a way that I think was mistaken, and I'll tell you a little bit of why. First of all, I mean, DEI stands for diversity, equity, inclusion, right? So to me, we start by thinking, okay, what's the opposite of those things? The opposite of diversity is uniformity, right? Mm-hmm. The opposite of equity is inequity. And the opposite of inclusion is exclusion. And I don't know a lot of people who think we'd be better off if our lives had more uniformity, inequity,
exactly.
and exclusion, right? Mm-hmm. But
perfect.
I think that the part of why people have questions about it that I respect is they're not sure if this is, they're worried about fairness, right? So to me, when you talk about some of these policies, the idea is to make sure everybody gets a seat at the table, especially if you know there have been systematic ways of keeping people from getting a seat at the table over the years, sometimes based on their race, on their religion, on their income, on their background, any number of reasons, sexuality, right? Like a lot of different reasons. And it's about making sure that what we do going forward is fair. So, and this can be an economic issue too. You look at something like redlining. A lot of homeowners, families, would-be homeowners, especially black families, couldn't get homes in certain neighborhoods where the property value started to go up. So even if that happened to a family, I don't know, 50 years ago, their kids are living with the consequences of that now. Because their family has less wealth because they were kept out of a neighborhood where property values were growing,
right?
And so part of it's the idea that some of these things may have started a long time ago. Maybe nobody alive today is responsible for some of the injustice that has shaped what it's like to live in this country, right? If somebody describes it in a way that makes it seem like somebody's getting an unfair advantage and you're not, you're going to be pissed off about that, right?
Right, somebody is.
And I think, by the way, I think that's part of the story he's trying to tell. He's trying to say, you're better off because somebody else, or you're worse off because somebody else is better off.
Right.
To me, the whole point of government is to find ways to make more people better off without making people worse off.
Right.
I think good policy does that.
Right.
But he wants it zero sum.
That's it.
That's pretty well explains it.
That is
right up
one of
the line.
Greatest ways to talk about DEI.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just look at the reverse of it.
Yeah, the opposite of DEI. Nobody wants that.
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. And remember, the Republicans in the state legislature demanded that DEI be taken out of our university system in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't bode well for all of the other future projects that could take place in the state that DEI is involved in. And remember, a lot of corporations, a lot of businesses use DEI because they live in a world, a global world, global economy.
Right.
And they need to have individuals that can relate to other racial groups, other countries. They need that.
Right.
But if you had DEI programs at corporations, as we saw in Florida, they were attacked by the governor there. So it's not a good thing to get rid of DEI.
Pete Buttigieg is just so great at explaining these kind of things and talking about these things.
He really is.
Anyway. Sam, did you have something to add in there?
Well, I was going to say something, then I forgot it just now. But Catherine just walked into the studio and it looks like she's just come to observe. She doesn't want to actually say anything.
What?
All right.
She's working. Okay.
She's working.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. So what I was going to say about DEI, you say that nobody wants the opposite of DEI once it's explained like that.
Right.
I think unfortunately people like Nick Fuentes and all of his followers would definitely want the opposite of DEI, uniformity, inequity, and exclusion.
Well, it seems like what they're trying to drum out of everybody.
Yeah.
Make it uniform. Give us religion. Everybody, you know, does what they want us to do. They've always said
not just any Christian
religion, but they've always said their whole thing on the right was always is that liberals want to control your life from birth to death. But instead, we're seeing just that going on for the MAGA movement.
Yeah. OK, Catherine? Good morning.
I got nothing.
Okay, thanks. We got 20 seconds.
So. You're trying to get along. You know, the people who want more religion are just trying to make us better.
That's fine.
I just want to understand, and they just want to make us better, right? Mm-hmm. We all just want to get better.
That's
be better.
And on that note, we have to...
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to continue that discussion tomorrow.
Very hopeful.
Tomorrow, Mike McCabe on the John and Gordy Show. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.